Also, 1. Remember a time when you did something awful and you thought, I really made a mess of things. 2. Consider your feelings. How did the I appear to your mind at that time? 3. In what way were you apprehending it? 4. Notice how that I seems to stand by itself, self-instituting, established by way of its own character. Also, 1. Remember a time when you did something wonderful and you took great pride in it. 2. Examine your feelings. How did the I appear to your mind at that time? 3. In what way were you apprehending it? 4. Notice how that I seems to stand by itself, self-instituting, established by way of its own character. Also, 1. Remember a time when something wonderful happened to you and you took great pleasure in it. 2. Watch your feelings. How did the I appear to your mind at that time? 3. In what way were you apprehending it? 4. Notice how that I seems to stand by itself, self-instituting, established by way of its own character. Determining the choices. 1. Analyze whether the I that is inherently self-established in the context of the mind-body complex could have a way of existing other than being part of or separate from mind and body. 2. Take other phenomena, such as a cup and a table, or a house and a mountain, as examples. See that there is no third category of existence. They are either the same or different. 3. Decide that if the I inherently exists as it seems to, it must be either one with or separate from mind and body.